Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. For this week's Good Enough show, the gloves are coming off. Bickley Reichner gets his first birthday spotlight, and we'll have a human segment. Last week, April 6th, marked the birth in 1905 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Samuel Bickley Reichner to Richard P. Reichner, a gas company employee, and Virginia A. Klingler. Known as Bix, he attended Overbrook Grammar School and West Philadelphia High before going to work for the Philadelphia Bulletin newspaper in 1923. From 1928 to 1948, Reichner was a police reporter for the newspaper, covering West Philadelphia, from the police station at 55th and Pine. In 1933, Reichner married Marion Yarnell in Philly, and they had two daughters, Jill and Judith. In his spare time, he wrote song lyrics, eventually collaborating with Clay Boland on tunes for the University of Pennsylvania's Mask and Wig productions. Clay Boland graduated from Penn's School of Dentistry and was a practicing dentist. By the late 30s, Reichner was churning out hits and received an offer of $1,500 a week to write songs for Hollywood movies, but declined, preferring to remain a reporter. He managed, however, to maintain simultaneous careers as songwriter and reporter, splitting his time between Philadelphia and New York, where through his many contacts in Philly, he was still able to file newspaper reports. He formed three music publishing companies, Rhyme and Rhythm, Inc., Malvern Music, and Mamie Music Company. Following his retirement from the paper, he continued writing, primarily religious and patriotic songs such as The Red We Want Is the Red We Got, and The Old Red, White, and Blue. He also enjoyed gardening, kept honeybees, and was involved with the Masons, the Songwriters Guild of America, the Philadelphia Press Club, and ASCAP. Bickley Reichner died April 8, 1989, at the Mainline Nursing Home in Powley, Pennsylvania. Other songs in the Reichner catalog include Be It Ever So Thrilling, There's No Place Like Your Arms, Like a Monkey Likes Coconuts, My Kids Singin' Swing Songs Since They Stole His Nursery Rhymes, and these.
When I go a-dreamin', I go with you. And when I go a-dreamin', the moon is new. We're alone together through the night. All seems so right. You are delightful to me. When I go a-dreaming, the bench, the park, the time we spend a-scheming, the kiss at dark, and the way you look and say I love you thrill me. When I go a-dreaming with you, merely to be near you starts me dreaming, hearing your voice makes me rejoice. Merely to be near you starts me dreaming, seems to be spring. Love is the thing. Thank you. When I go a-dreamin', the bench apart, the time we spend a-steamin', the kiss at dark, and the way you look and say I love you thrill me. When I go a-dreamin' with you,
listen here, get this. Come on, Herman, give me some of that horn there. Are you ready? Uh-oh, no. Give me a little rhythm there, Herman. What? Oh, listen here, come here. Stop beating around the bush. That ain't the way. Yeah. Stop beating around that mulberry bush. Mulberry bush, mulberry bush. Stop beating around the mulberry bush. Come out and say you love me. Stop beating around the mulberry bush. Mulberry bush, mulberry bush. Stop beating round the mulberry bush. When there's a moon above me, this is the way to win my heart. Win my heart, win my heart. You better begin before we part. Blue and broken hearted. Stop beating round that mulberry bush. Mulberry bush, mulberry bush. Stop beating round the mulberry bush. Come on and say you love me. Send me on out there now. Better pay up before we end. Charged with double murder. Stop beating round the mulberry bush. Mulberry bush, mulberry bush. Stop beating round the mulberry bush. Can't pay me the five you owe me. Yes, yes, yes. I think that's some real hot stuff there. Thank you.
Well, there's a fun record. Lawrence Hammond patented his musical machine on April 24, 1934, and the Hammond electric organ went on sale in 1935, not all that long before this record was made on October 29, 1938, at the Blue Bonnet Hotel in San Antonio, Texas. That was Vernon Guyer on the Hammond A with You Got Me, written by Bickley Reichner and Clay Boland. The label of Bluebird 10023-B informs us that You Got Me is from the Mask and Wig Club's 51st annual production, All Around the Town. The Mask and Wig Club was founded in 1889 at the University of Pennsylvania by Clayton Fotterall McMichael, and to this day is the country's premier collegiate musical comedy troupe. And you'll be hearing more from Vernon Guyer when he gets his first birthday segment next month on the May 14th show. Before that, Fats Waller and his rhythm with Stop Beatin' Round the Mulberry Bush, not from a commercial 78 RPM record, but a radio transcription disc made at the NBC studios in New York on July 16, 1938. We started the set with another Reichner-Boland collaboration, When I Go A-Dreamin'. That's from the same Mask and Wig show as You Got Me, but was performed by baritone Dick Todd with the orchestra directed by Leonard W. Joy. Victor 26057 was made September 14, 1938. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. One of the most famous television commercials of all time is Apple Computer's 1984 spot, run during Super Bowl XVIII. It was designed by the Schott-Day Advertising Agency. American advertising executive Jay Schott, C-H-I-A-T, is also credited with the phrase, "Good enough is not good enough," perhaps inspired by poet Edgar Guest's poem, "Good Enough," the last two lines of which read, "For this is true of men and stuff, only the best is good enough." Well, I hope the following Good Enough segment is more than good enough.
Good enough for me. are good enough for me.
There's a girl lives close to me. She's as rich as she can be. She never had a beau in all her life. If she'd be good to me and as sweet as she could be, I might ask her to be my little wife. Oh, marrying is all right for those who like to fight, but single life is good enough for me. If you marry and settle down, by the law then you are bound, and you'd give your right eye to be free. I think I'll settle down in some little country town and live all alone all my life. So if I want to run around in some other little town, I won't have to beg no little wife. Alright for those who like to fight, but single life is good enough for me. If you marry and settle down, by the law then you are bound, and you'd give your right eye to be free. Oodle-ay, pretty-ay, pretty-ay. All right for those who like to fight, but single life's good enough for me. If you marry and settle down, by the law then you are bound, and you'd give your right eye to be free. Oodle-ay, pretty-ay, pretty-ay.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman Sextet with the original unissued, at least at the time, recording of Good Enough to Keep, written by Charlie Christian, although Benny Goodman and arranger Jimmy Mundy get credit as well. That recording was made by Columbia in Los Angeles on June 11, 1940, with solos by Lionel Hampton, Charlie Christian, and Benny Goodman. The following year, Goodman was in New York and recorded Good Enough to Keep again on March 13th with completely different personnel other than Charlie Christian. In fact, although the label of Columbia 36099 credits Benny Goodman and his sextet, it was actually a septet. Pressings after May of 1944 show the title as Airmail Special, and there are over 100 recorded versions of Good Enough to Keep / Airmail Special. Red Foley's been heard on the show only once before tonight. That's right, on the July 31st, 2016 show. But before Good Enough to Keep, we heard him as Rambling Red Foley with Single Life is Good Enough for Me. That's from Conqueror 8163-B in December of 1933. If you like that, you can look forward to a Red Foley birthday segment on the June 18th show. And if you didn't like that, well, even if you didn't like that. We started that Good Enough set with Johnny Noble and his Hawaiian music featuring Charles Amalu and the Kiamoku Trio with Waikiki is Good Enough for Me. That's from Brunswick 55072-A, made in 1928. Well, clearly Good Enough is not good enough, but is it possible to be too good?
Just too good to be true. I'm feeling so gay ever since you happened my way, marvelous you. You're just too good to be true. Thank you.
Unfortunate asses, all wealth belonged to few. When England was Tudor, the king and his cronies had cocktails at Tony's, the poor had balonies, that's how England grew. Sing law and huzzah for the poor folks, as long as the poor folks are your folks. Finer things are for the finer folk, thus society began. Caviar for peasants is a joke, it's too good for the average man. Supper clubs are for the upper folk, packed like sardines in a can. Through the smoke you get your check and choke, it's too good for the average man. Each poor man has a wife he must stick to, men of fashion can be cocky. To be caught in flagrante delictu is much too good for the average mocking. All night parties, drinking like a lord, get into our social plan. Waking in the alcoholic ward is too good for the average man. fancy nerves or for the fancy class since psychiatry began. Neurasthenia isn't for the mass, it's too good for the average man. Rich old age can blossom like a rose. Plastic surgeons have a plan. Cutting up your face despite your nose is too good for the average man. Lots of kids for a poor wife are dandy. Girls of fashion can be choosy. Birth control and the modus operandi are much too good for the average floozy. Psychoanalysts are all the world. Rich men pay them all they can. Waking up to find that he's a girl is too good for the average man.
You hear about gender identity, birth control, and abortion a lot in the news these days, but they were also a topic in 1937, as evidenced by the last two verses of the Lorenz Hart lyrics of Too Good for the Average Man. They were sung there by Ramona, that would be Ramona Davies, accompanying herself on her grand piano, on Liberty Music Shop 78, number L-194 from 1936. Too Good for the Average Man was written by Rodgers and Hart for the show On Your Toes, which opened at the Imperial Theater on April 11, 1936, and ran for 315 performances, ending at the Majestic on January 23, 1937. Before that, Bernard Etta and his orchestra with what translates from the German as Goodbye, It's Too Good to Be True, written by Fritz Rotter and Walter Yermann. I haven't played it in over 20 years, so we started this Too Good set with the Benny Goodman Trio. Goodman, Teddy Wilson on piano, and Gene Krupa on drums, with vocalist Helen Ward on Too Good to Be True, written by Clay Boland for the University of Pennsylvania Mask and Wig Club's 48th annual production, Red Roomba. That was recorded in Chicago on April 27, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. Last week we had a birthday segment for Edward Eliscu, and one of the songs he wrote, but we didn't have time for, is starting off this set of Rapidly Rotating Records about gloves.
So I brought them, you see, but don't thank me, it's quite all right. You forgot your gloves, and I hope you'll appreciate. I'm not honest at all, it's just a stall for one more day. What a souvenir to steal from you and conceal from you, but then there's a chance if you receive them, dear, that you'll leave them, dear, again. Now you get your heart, if you're really the kind who loves, then you'll part with the two, the way that you forgot your gloves.
up in fashion, that's what everybody loves. I feel half undressed unless I wear a pair of gloves. If I don't wear gloves at all, my hands begin to freeze. But I get hot and bothered every time I look at these. Rotten cotton gloves, rotten cotton gloves. I'm wearing rotten cotton gloves. Can't afford the ones, got no quids. Can't afford a pair of kids. I'm shivering. I'm quivering. Rotten cotton gloves, a very rotten gloves, on a cold and frosty morning. Cotton gloves. I'm wearing rotten cotton gloves. Can't afford the ones, got no quids. Can't afford a pair of kids. I'm shiv, I'm shiv, I'm shivering. I'm quiv, I'm quiv, I'm quivering. Rotten cotton gloves. A very rotten gloves on a cold and frosty morning.
British Music Hall performer Harry Fay, accompanied by members of Ronnie Monroe's orchestra, on the unusually jazzy Rotten Cotton Gloves from Parlophone E-5964, made in London around December of 1927. The phrase Rotten Cotton Gloves, apparently once popular in England and the U.S., came about from a performance by English singer and actor John LaHaye, who was also a ventriloquist. He was to entertain at a birthday celebration for a royal, so his figures, what we call dummies, a shrill old lady and a rude old man, were given brand new posh outfits. Just one problem, LaHaye didn't realize until a minute into his act that the costumer had forgotten to replace the old man's dirty cotton gloves with a pair of brand new fine kid gloves. The quick-witted LaHaye had the doll make the remark, "A nice thing, bringing me to a swell house like this in these terrible gloves," which the audience found hilarious, and LaHaye used the line "rotten cotton gloves" in all his subsequent performances in England and the U.S. So popular was the phrase that if someone suffered a bad deal on Wall Street, they were said to have received a rotten cotton deal. Before that, Ross Gorman's Virginians with Gorman's last recording, Pardon the Glove, written by Howdy Quixel. Harmony 403-H will be having its 96th birthday in 5 days, assuming you're listening to this show on its original air date. We started this hand-covering set with You Forgot Your Gloves, composed by Ned Lee Hack. I've played it by Ben Selvin and Paul Specht, but there you have it, performed by Waring's Pennsylvanians, with the vocal by Claire Hanlon, May 15, 1931, on Victor 22706. Humanism is a progressive philosophy of life that, without theism or other supernatural beliefs, affirms our ability and responsibility to lead ethical lives of personal fulfillment that aspire to the greater good. Humanism is a rational philosophy informed by science, inspired by art, and motivated by compassion. I'm proud to be a humanist, and so here's a set of rapidly rotating records about humans, beginning with the Pickens Sisters.
Human so unkind. Didn't you sneak away and leave my load behind? yours was such a heart of gold. But after I was sold on all the tales you told, didn't you let your kisses turn from hard to cold? Was that the human thing to do when you went away and left me flat in lonely misery? You didn't even stop for farewell chat or show your sympathy. Oh, how could anybody be so darn unfair? You let me hang around until I learned to care. Didn't you even laugh and leave me crying there? Was that the human thing?
We started off that human segment with the always charming Pickens sisters, Jane, Marla, and Patty, asking, "Was that the human thing to do?" Written by Joe Young, with the music by Sammy Fain. The label of Victor 22929, made February 16, 1932, reminds us that the sisters were from Georgia. And you'll be hearing more from them when we celebrate Jane's birthday on the August 13th show. Next was Charles Dornberger's Dance Orchestra with Human Hearts, written by Milt Hagen and Victor Numberg. That's from Edison 51083, October 27, 1922. We began that human set with the duo of Henry Coggart and Dick Motto, accompanied by Fred Hall, usually on piano, but this time ukulele, on My Best Girl from OK 40317, made in February of 1925. Walter Donaldson wrote My Best Girl. So, why is that in this human segment? Well, Coggart and Motto billed themselves as the Human Jazz Band. and were the first to imitate various musical instruments with their voices. Henry Coggart was born in 1901, and because his parents were veteran vaudeville entertainers, he made his show business debut in an appearance at the Hammerstein Theater in New York at age 6. At age 19, he was in radio as one of the first MCs on the air, and he went on to a long career as a talent consultant, booking agent, and producer. A review in the Sarasota Herald Tribune on August 31, 1926, of their act at the Edwards Theater said, "Impersonations of musical instruments are rendered in such fashion as to almost convince one that legerdemain of some type is used, and that these clever young men must be concealing saxophones, tubas, and bass violas somewhere in their hands. They offer a large sum of money to anyone who can prove that their work is not entirely a matter of voice and hands. There will be few acts of the season which will attract more genuine praise than this one." I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.